last commission meeting, and that I appreciate being here for the last 8 years, and it's been an honor to serve, and I do appreciate my Eastern and Western commissioners allowing me to be the presiding. I know that sounds strange, but without all three of us respecting each other, this job as being presiding just wouldn't happen. We got to have the respect, and I truly believe that my Eastern and Western commissioners have that respect, and because of that, this commission has ran pretty smoothly for the last 8 years, and I've been very, very blessed that we seem to focus on what's in the best interest of Taney County, and always seem to be moving forward here. And I know that I've met my replacement, Mr. Nick Plummer, and I'm very confident that he's going to continue with this with respect for our both commissioners, and that I think that's very important in keeping the county moving forward. And as I said in my campaigns, that I wanted to see transparency, respect, and honesty, and I believe that that's happened here. And because of my Eastern and Western commissioners doing that, along with myself, I mean, it wouldn't be possible. But I want to thank both of them for helping me get through this, because being a commissioner is a lot of different hats, a lot of different departments, and a lot of different areas that you just have to depend on a lot of folks that are department heads and other elected officials. And like I said, I appreciate everyone's respect, and I want to thank everyone. So thank you. Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 470130 through 470219, warrant 8045, four journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, December 14th, 2022, and December 19th, 2022. Regular session minutes, is that right?
Yes, regular session minutes. I move to regular session minutes December 14th, 2022, and December 19th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Executive?
I'm looking for them.
I don't think we have any.
I don't see them.
I thought two in mind, but, oh no. Well, I did. Commission. Yeah, there they are. Executive session for December 14th and December 19th.
You say you have copies of those?
Yeah, they're in a separate thing. It's got Travis Elliott on the cover page.
I saw that.
And then it's got executive December 14th and December 19th.
Okay. I put that to the end.
Here it is on the next. Okay. Got it.
Any questions?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
No, any questions?
I'm good.
Move to approve executive session minutes December 14th and December 19th of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Southwest Missouri Council of Governments discussion.
I don't see anyone here.
So they requested to meet with us today, did they not?
Yeah, that's in our packet there.
Okay, because we got an email from them, so I guess.
And it was set for the 27th.
Yep.
Give them time to come or go to something.
We can
else.
Move on down.
See, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll move on down the agenda. Legal service engagement agreement 2023. I have a letter dated December 20th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and
increasing the hourly rate.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
I think it looks like about an 11% increase.
From 2017.
Since 2017. And then the way of the billing.
Right. Move to approve the legal services engagement agreement by and between Taney County and Ellis, Hammonds, and Johnson.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for Avis lease agreement. This is a notice of renewal, notice by and between Bob's Rental Incorporated doing business as Avis, Leasee in Taney County. This is for rental space? For
one-year extension of their current agreement.
How long have they been in there?
Since 2005, or longer than that. Even.
Yeah. Move to approve the renewal of the Avis lease agreement by and between Bob's Rental Incorporated doing business as Avis and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District lease and contract. I have a letter dated December 22nd, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the contract as to form.
Looks like it's better for Taney County, dollar-wise, than in the past.
Yes.
The it goes from a 32-bed down to a 16-bed. Is that something, is that fine?
It was something that happened during COVID, and because of the JDTA of juvenile detention assessments under federal guidelines, that yes, it's down to a 16-bed facility, and will remain that way.
And that's plenty for
yes.
for the needs of the district?
Okay. Yes.
And it says the lease does not actually call for the approval of the counties, but due to transparency and everything, we're just putting it forth. And
excuse me?
Everything, the lease is very good for Taney County.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't call for actually the approval of the counties, but we do approve of it.
Okay. Yes. Yes, the prices actually came down over the mm-hmm. years.
For the record, then, I make the motion that we approve the Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District contract and lease file number 22-138J between Wright County, Douglas County, Ozark County, Christian County, and Taney County.
Did we have a second on it?
Yes, with discussion.
Second with discussion.
On the, is this two separate things? You have the district that has to be remain, and then the lease by and between Paul Parker and the district. Right?
What was the statement?
So the motion was, it looks like there's two things here. One is the district. So those counties mentioned continue the Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District, and then the lease by and between Paul Parker and the
yes.
district. So is that two separate, do you know, is that two separate things, or is that?
No, I don't believe so.
No. I think it should just be included in the motion.
Correct.
The districts that participate by and between Paul Parker, D.C., and the district.
Correct.
And then it's under that file number.
Yes.
Does your motion clearly state that? I don't think it had anything about Paul Harker in there.
No, it didn't. I can add it. That's why I include the file number, but I can add that if you want.
Whatever you think is proper. Second?
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All righty.
Thank you.
Notice of renewal for septic system services.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our contract, our agreement with S&S Pumping allows us a one-year extension if we choose to exercise that, and I would recommend that we do that. S&S Pumping's been a very good company to work with this year. With our challenges, our main challenge was fuel cost, but we've been able to consolidate pump out locations to where we have two or three tanks in a general area, so that's helped quite a bit. The public's been excellent to work with on that, and they're very understanding of the fuel prices and stuff, so that worked out real good for us. Currently, we've got, as per the last billing, we have 435 properties served this year, and I currently have 480 approved. I assume on their last billing, which we'll receive in January, a lot of those will have been pumped out also. So.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for septic system services by and between S&S Pumping Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Loggers Public Safety Group. I have a letter.